Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 3. That's where we're going to begin our lesson today. It's good to see everybody here this morning. We have some who are unable to be here, and we pray that if it be for sickness or some other reason, that it goes well with them. I want to begin by reading from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, in which the author wrote, "Encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." And then if you turn over to chapter 10, we'll look at another verse that's very familiar to us. And it says, "Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another." And I've been reading from the New American Standard. So this morning I want to focus on this word encouraging. Now the word in the Greek, and I don't like to use Greek because I don't speak Greek, so, but at least I know what the word is. It's parakaleo. And it means to call someone alongside so that you can comfort them or you can strengthen them. The word encouragement has to do with putting someone in a state of courage through our actions or through our words. And I'll give you an example of that. Turn with me to Acts chapter 27. Paul was on his way to Rome to appeal to Caesar. And at this point, the ship that Paul was on and others, that it was sailing along and it came under tremendous threat from the elements. So I want to pick up reading in verse 16 and go through verse 25. "The next day, as we were being violently storm-tossed, they began to question, jettison the cargo. And on the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. And since neither sun nor star appeared from it for many days, and no small storm was assailing us, from then on all hope of our being saved was gradually abandoned. And when they had gone a long time without food, then Paul stood up in the midst and said, 'Men, you ought to have followed my advice and not to have set sail from Crete and incurred the damage and loss.'" They're in a lot of trouble right here. Their ship is going to go down. Paul had advised them earlier not to go on this at this time, but the captain, of course, decided that that's what they were going to do. And then, beginning in verse 22, "And yet now," Paul said, "you know, you should have done what I said in the first place, but yet now I urge you to keep up your courage, for there shall be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, stood before you, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar, and behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore, keep up your courage, men, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told." The Apostle Paul, through his words and his actions, put all those on the ship in courage. And that's really what the word means when we read the word encourage, E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E. It really means to put someone or to give someone courage, to put them in courage. As the Hebrew writer says, let us encourage. Let us put each other, let us give each other the strength and the endurance. Let us put each other, encourage each other daily as we face Satan's efforts to capture us in sin through deceitfulness. It's our responsibility to take the initiative, to come alongside each other as each one of us serves God in Christ. We need to daily remind each other that we are not in a battle alone. We can do this in our prayers for each other, in our effort to meet physical needs of each other, to listen and understand when a brother or a sister needs to talk. This is ways in which we can come alongside someone and put them in courage. And why do we do this? Because we know and understand that our ultimate encouragement comes from God's word and its commands and his promises. There is nowhere else in the world where people can find the words of life like we can find in the Word of God. And we express that conviction by turning God's words into action. For example, we learn from God's word that encouragement is reflected in our speech one to another. We read a passage like Ephesians 4:29 that says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building each other up according to their needs. That is, may benefit those who listen." And we practice this with each other because we understand the Proverbs writer when he says in 12:25 that anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. And so our speech is designed, if we think about it, we design our speech to put people in courage, to give them the strength to face what we face each one daily. We learn that encouragement is reflected in our attitude toward each other. We read a passage like Ephesians 4:32, which says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another," coming up alongside, and be kind and compassionate, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And we practice this with each other. Passages like these teach us that God Himself is committed to giving us the instruction that leads His children to seek Him and to encourage one another. That's what we do and what we need to do as a group of Christians here each day. We know this because Paul wrote in Romans 15:4, "Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." We are in the business, folks, of coming up alongside each other and giving each other the courage, the understanding, what we need to do to get through this life daily. Let me tell you, the world is getting further and further and further away from what God wants us to do. And we as a group, we go out every day into that world. And we come in contact with that world. And if we don't have the kind of help, strength, and encouragement from brethren, it becomes a daunting task. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 reminds us that all Scripture is profitable for training in righteousness so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Training in righteousness is doing the right thing. And it involves doing the right thing toward one another in such a way that encourages and brings us hope. Paul told Timothy in the same letter, in chapter 1 and verse 7, that God has not given us a spirit of fear. No, but of power and love and discipline. And the power comes from the gospel. The love comes from each one of us as we come alongside each other and daily encourage each other. Give us the strength and the endurance and the perseverance to live in this world. And the discipline comes from accepting it and doing it. The foundation of our lives comes from the very Word of God that gives us confidence, that strengthens us, that reflects in us an attitude that is optimistic and filled with encouragement. And it's difficult in a world like we live in. It really is. But that's the kind of attitude we need to have. God says to us in His Scriptures, we don't say, "I can't," when the Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Philippians 4:13. God says we don't accept being defeated in life when the Bible says that God always leads me in triumph. 2 Corinthians 2:14. God says we don't worry and we don't fret because the Bible tells us to cast all our anxiety on Him because He cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. God tells us we don't feel alone when the Bible says of God, "I will never leave you or forsake you." God says we don't surrender to Satan when the Bible assures us that he that is in me is greater than that which is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. We don't fear deprivation and loss. When the Bible tells us that God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, 19. And we are not afraid of difficult people and circumstances. Because the Bible declares to us, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8, 31. My friends, the Scriptures has the answer. We just need to put those Scriptures here in our heart, here in our mind, and practice them not only on our own, but with one another. And as we do, we have the courage to continue in a world that is becoming so corruptible, so corruptible. And they are determining what is right and what is wrong, regardless of what the Scriptures say. We need the encouragement of each other. God reminds us in 1 Corinthians 12, 14 through 26, that there is one body in Christ, and that being part of that body, regardless of who you are or what you are, you're not in this alone. We are all in this together. We encourage each other by believing that each one of us has value in the kingdom. I'm reminded of the occasion in Acts 15, 36 through 39, when Paul wanted to return with Barnabas to visit the brethren where they had proclaimed the word of God. And Barnabas wanted to take John Mark. But Paul did not want to take him because he had not stayed with them in the work earlier. And a sharp disagreement arose between Paul and Barnabas. But Barnabas departed, but he took John Mark with him. And then later in 2 Timothy 4:11, we read where Paul, writing to Timothy, said, "Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to me in my ministry." Barnabas believed in John Mark. And he encouraged him by taking him along to do the work. Barnabas took him up alongside him and he encouraged him. And John Mark was still worthy and valuable in the kingdom. He was helpful to Paul. Brethren, we're not perfect. We all must admit that. We are human and sometimes we make mistakes. But like Paul, as he wrote to the church at Philippi in chapter 3, we understand that we have not already become perfect, but we forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead, pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. We are grateful. We need to have a heart filled with gratitude for what God has done for us. And this gratitude needs to be expressed as we encourage others for how they bless us. Paul told the church in 2 Thessalonians 1:3, "We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing." Listen to what the Apostle Paul was saying. They were encouraging each other. They were working together, each other. And what did that result in? Their faith was growing more and more. And the love was shown each one that they had for the other. And it was increasing. That's what encouragement is all about. We encourage each other. We build each other up so that we all will be healed of the disease of sin and discouragement that damages souls and can sap us of the very hope that God wants each one of His children to enjoy while we live here on this earth. And we do that when we work together, when we love each other, when we encourage each other, and when we acknowledge, yes, we're going to make a mistake from time to time. Our words may not be a word of encouragement, but we have forgiving hearts. We have love. And we will encourage each other regardless of what the circumstances may be. That's what God wants for us. And that's what we all should want for each other. May it always be, my friends, that we encourage each other as God instructs us through His holy word how to do that. And as we do, we will be stronger in the Lord. We will go out daily and face this world, and we will know that together, like this, encouraging each other, that we can get through to the end. Because for each one of us, there's going to be an end. And when that end comes, we are going to be so grateful and so thankful that we were part of a group of Christians who knew and understood how to love and how to encourage each other. And if you're here today and you've not yet yielded your life to Jesus Christ, we would encourage you. We would give you the courage to come down that aisle, to sit down and say, I need you and Jesus Christ and God in my life, and I am ready to yield to it. And then do what you need to do. Repent, confess Jesus as your Savior, and be baptized. And if you need the prayers of this congregation, we stand ready. We understand that all of us need each other. No man is an island unto himself. Because without each other, I'm telling you, we will sink. Paul gave them courage on that ship. He gave them courage by his actions and by his words, because he, as he said, I believe God. And I believe God too. And I know you do too. So let us all live lives to Jesus and to help each other and to help others. If there's any way that we can help you in your journey with Jesus Christ, let it be known as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.